Margaret, this automation came just in time.
Oh, you mean the four-hour day and the four-day week?
Uh-huh. Between traffic jams and bus strikes, automation gives a fella time to get to work.
And meet the Ruggles, starring Charlie Ruggles. They're your neighbors and mine. There's Charlie, his wife Margaret, and the children, Sharon, 18, Chuck, 16, and the twins, Donna and Donald. They're 9. They live just down the block from you and across the street from me. Let's see what's happening to them today.
There's the car, but where's Charles? Oh, Charles! Is that you, Charles?
Yes, it's me, Margaret.
Well, why are you sitting on the curb?
Well, I'm depressed, and this is as low as I can get.
Oh, come now, cheer up. Other men have flunked their driver's test. Come on now, get off the curb and let's get in the car.
Seems to me the examiner could have let me drive the car home. I don't know. What took you so long?
Oh, the bus was so crowded.
Well, you couldn't get on?
I couldn't get off. Luckily, I was wearing my new hat. It takes a hat pin.
Yeah, I get it. You know, I was doing just swell till that examiner asked me to park. He said my front was just fine, but my rear end stuck out too far.
Well, that was a rude remark, if I ever heard one.
He was referring to the way I parked the car, dear.
Oh.
You better get in on this side, Margaret, and slide over.
All right. Maybe you ought to have Chuck help you before you take the examination again. After all, he did take a driver's education course at school.
Now, careful pulling out, Margaret. Now, careful. Margaret, please take it easy. There's a car coming, Margaret. Margaret, take it. Oh, brother, a police car.
Oh, dear.
You know something? I kind of enjoyed that ride home, Margaret.
Mm-hmm. It was fun sitting in the back of the cab holding hands. I still think that officer could have let me drive home. He had a mean streak.
Yeah, well, you're in the same position I am now. Your driver's license has expired, too.
Maybe we can take the examination together.
Hmm. Oh, look at those roses. They need spraying. I'll do that on Saturday. It's good to be home after a busy day.
Yes.
Yes, sir. The peace and quiet of a man's home. Hey, Chuck, turn off that music now, will you? And I use the word loosely. Sharon, will you please get off the phone? Donna, stop screaming. Donald, stop scalping her now. Children.
It's Tommy.
Oh, don't stop so fast. This sudden silence shakes a man up. You better turn on some dinner music, Donna.
I better start dinner. This crowd has a lean and hungry look.
Oh, what's that? That's dinner music? Yeah, for cannibals, maybe, huh? Yeah, you better shut that off, Donna. Oh, Donald, would you let Chuck use your bike to go to 12th and Walnut and pick up the car, please?
Sure. If I can borrow his bongo drums for playing Indians.
Not till you pay me the 50 cents you owe me.
If he pays you back, Chuck, don't forget I've got a dollar coming from you.
When am I going to get my hair ribbon back, Sharon?
That isn't your hair ribbon, Donna. It's mine.
Besides, Sharon, I
all right, now please. Shake me up with some more of that sudden silence.
You can.
Now, I have a feeling that somebody changed the subject.
Okay, Pop. What'd you say the car was?
12th and Walnut. Donna, would you mind bringing me the evening paper?
It's on your chair, Pop. Front page up.
Oh, thank you. Certainly good to be home, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. How come neither you or Mom could drive home?
What was that, Chuck?
I said, how come neither you or Mom could drive home?
Uh-oh, I was afraid someone would ask me that.
So was I.
Well?
Well, I'll tell you, well. You see, my driver's license had expired, and I had to take the test again to get it renewed.
Oh, you flunked, huh?
Technicality. The examiner was unhappily married.
Oh, boy. You should have listened to me when I was taking the driver's course. Remember how I told you what Mr. Davis said? how most people have been driving for a long time didn't know anything at all
about...
Yeah,
I remember. I remember, Chuck. I'll never forget it. Oh, the entire 6 weeks has been burned into my memory.
What's your excuse, Mom?
Oh, well, you see, I was pulling out of this parking place.
And she pulled out without an arm signal. This was a good thing, too, you know. She could have lost it.
When the officer asked to see my driver's license, and we found it had expired, too.
Boy, how about that? Mom and Pop both grounded. Boy, that is really something. As the holder of a legal driver's license and a certificate of recommendation from Mr. Davis, looks like I'll have to chauffeur you around.
Hey, remember, I can drive, too.
You know what they say about women drivers.
Yeah, but play it cool, Chuck, and don't say it.
I'll be back in a flash.
Yeah, be sure you don't have a crash. Ooh, that boy is real rackety, isn't he, huh? Donna, would you come here, huh?
What is it, Pop?
Now, not a word of this license business is to get out of this house.
Oh, I should say not. I'm the chairman of the PTA Traffic Safety Committee.
And just see that Pete James next door doesn't hear about it either.
Why not?
Well, because he and I have been arguing for years over which one of us is the better driver.
Well, at least the argument's settled, Pop.
It is. You go and wash your face and hands for dinner, please. You through with your dessert, Donald?
Yes, sir. If two pieces of pie is the limit.
Yeah, that's the limit for you. Mm-hmm. Bring me a pencil and some paper, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
Now, if the whole family will cooperate, we can solve our problem very simply. It's merely a matter of logistics.
You want to tell me what that means, Pop? So I can take an intelligent part in the conversation?
Well, I'd be glad to. It's a military term, Donna, having to do with transport and supply.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm glad you do. Well, now, our problem is, how can we all be transported to our various activities with a shortage in the supply of drivers?
Here you are, Pop.
Oh, thanks, Donna. Thank you. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. What is this? This is an examination paper. You got a 40 in arithmetic?
The teacher's unhappily married, Papa. Technicality.
Oh, I see. Well, we'll talk about that later. Now, we'll start out by making a schedule. Now, I have to be on the job at the Williams Manufacturing Company at 8 a.m. Now, that's 11 miles away.
Well, you could walk it using a military pace of 4 miles an hour. Now, that'd be pretty tough on a man your age.
Chuck!
It's pretty tough on a man my age.
How about the scout pace? You run 50 steps, then walk 50 steps.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. Now, if you left at 5:45 a.m., now let's see, in order to arrive at 8, take 4 times 3 is 12, divided by 2 for walking time, subtract 50% for running time. Now, leaving at 5:45 will be too late. You better leave at 5.
Anybody for breakfast at 4:30?
You could take a cab for 2 weeks. Isn't that how long you have to wait for a second examination?
Yeah, that's what the man said. Now let's see. Now, it's 11 miles to work at 50 cents a mile. That's 550 times 2. That's $11 a day times 5.5 days a week. That's 66... That's $132.
Well, back to the Boy Scout pace.
How about Donald's bicycle?
Or my roller skates?
Or the pogo stick?
Oh, cut it out now. We've got to be logical. However, the bicycle is a possibility.
It's a racing bike. You could get there real fast.
Oh, I know that, I know, yeah. But you have the handlebars way down low and the seat way up high.
Maybe we better forget the bicycle, dear. Remember how your hands got cramps from those handbrakes?
Yeah, I was the only Charlie in town with a Charlie horse on my little finger. I remember that. Now, let's cut out the kidding now, because we've got to solve this problem. And if we can all settle down, we can attack it logically, calmly, and simply. Logistically, what we need is a schedule. Now, first of all, Chuck and Sharon will have to do the driving, right?
Right.
Right.
So our schedule has to begin with the time that they have to be in various places, right?
Chuck and Sharon have to be at school at 8:05.
Except on Tuesdays and Thursdays when I have senior hall duty and have to be there at 7:30.
And Mondays and Wednesdays I have to be there at 7:30 when I do my Weebelows work before school with the Cub Scouts.
And Friday is my day at the nursery school. I have to be there at 7:30.
Whoa. Take it easy. I'm writing all this down.
Well, it takes 40 minutes to get Dad to work through that heavy traffic. 40 there and 40 back. That's 80 minutes.
And 80 minutes from 7:30 is... Boy, that's early.
Donald, please. Now, this is no time for humor. We're facing a serious problem here.
Don't be upset, Father. Chuck and I won't let you down. We've studied about senior citizens at school.
What do you mean, senior citizens?
Well, sure, Dad. As people get older, they become forgetful. That's why you were both driving around with expired licenses.
The reason you become forgetful is because it's a subconscious rejection on your part of the passage of time.
What does that mean, Pop?
It means, Donna, that a little learning is a dangerous thing. Now, look now. Now, we'll work this out in the same way we work everything out as a family, in a democratic, logical way. Now, Donna, Donald, you clear the table.
Is that democratic?
And Chuck and Sharon, you help your mother with the dishes, huh?
Boy, democratic.
And I'll take the hardest job myself. I'll work out the schedule. Now, let's see. The problem is to get me to work. Now, Sharon has to be at school at 7:30.
How are you coming, dear?
Oh, well, there it is. There it is. All down in black and white. Are the twins in bed?
Uh-huh. And Chuck and Sharon are doing their homework.
Okay, now sit down, Margaret, and listen very carefully, because here's my schedule. On Monday and Wednesday, Sharon takes me, and we leave at 6:10, and I arrive at work at 6:50. Tuesday, Chuck drives me. We leave at 6:10, and I arrive at work at 6:50. Thursday, Chuck drives me. We leave the house at... At 5:50, and arrive at work at 6:30. Oh, I know. That's the day Chuck picks up the cleaning woman at 7, sure, yeah. And Friday, either Chuck or Sharon driving, we leave the house at 6:10, I arrive at work at 6:50, and they'll drop you at the nursery school at 7:30.
I'm certainly glad you put it all down on paper. I never understand it otherwise.
Yeah, and I'm going to put this schedule right on the windshield, too.
Oh, well, that's all right for going out, but how about coming back?
Well, I don't know. I'll work that out. Of course, on a couple of nights, I don't get home until 8, you know.
It's way too late, Pop.
Did you finish your homework, Chuck?
No, but I finished my family work. I've just been talking to Mr. Davis on the phone, and he's going to give you and Mom private driving lessons. He'll be here every night at 7:30.
7:30? Wait a minute now. I'll have to reshuffle my whole schedule here. Now, what do you mean driving lessons? I've been driving for 25 years.
That's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. Remember what you said to Sharon and me? The most important thing in the world is to learn to drive properly. Well, Pop flunked his test. You think you can pass yours, Mom?
Well, I guess... Now you've got me worried.
That's exactly what I mean. If it was good for Sharon and me to have lessons from an expert, the same thing goes for you, too. So reshuffle your schedule, Dad, because Mr. Davis will be here every night at 7:30.
Not on Saturdays.
Well, then why not?
Well, on account of the schedule. I've taken care of everything for everybody all week long. There's only one thing I couldn't figure out.
Well, what's that?
On Saturdays, I never get home from work.
Although Charlie's schedule still has some holes in it, I'm sure that the Ruggles family will be able to work it out in a democratic, logical way. Or can they? Tune in tomorrow at the same time for another episode in the life of The Ruggles, starring Charlie Ruggles. Heard in tonight's cast were Lorene Tuttle as Margaret, Sammy Ogg as Chuck, Margaret Carey as Sharon, Mark Evans as Donald, and Kathy Garver as Donna. Roy Rowan speaking.